Episode 96 of the 90 Day Win Podcast. This is your host, Sandy B. We're talking strategies for adding personal development to your daily routine because we need to make sure that we are fueling our next 90 day wins. Can you believe we are at the end of Q2 as we prepare to ramp up for Q3? We want to make sure we are fueled, we are ready with strategies, adding personal development to our daily routine. Let's get it, goal getters. In the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the wins. I'm young Kobe. When I think about personal development, I think about self-improvement. I think about a lifelong journey of self-discovery and also personal growth. So this can come in various activities, different strategies and mindset shifts that help you become the best version of yourself. When you think about this year, you want this year to be your best year. Each year you are thinking about how you can improve and take the steps for your personal development. So you may be wondering, why should personal development be a part of your 90 day wins? And that's what we're going to dive into today. When we talk about personal development, we're talking about laying the foundation for success in all areas of your life. It really empowers you with the knowledge and the skills and the mindset you need to achieve your goals. So you can be so determined and driven and willing to allow yourself to grow that it will allow for you to be able to overcome obstacles and live a more fulfilling life. So when we actively engage in personal development, we are investing literally in our future self, and we're setting ourselves up for long-term success. And that's truly what it's about, that longevity and achieving the things we desire and knowing the tools we can use, the strategies we can use to make sure we are improving ourselves as we grow. So as we take a deeper look into some practical strategies and tips to help you get started, I want to tell you that the first step is to establish a growth mindset. You know, I like to say a goal-getter mindset because I believe to achieve goals in 90 days, you have to be very goal-driven and goal-focused. But when we think about this growth mindset, we are allowing for ourselves to embrace the belief that we can learn, we can grow, and we can improve in any area of our life. When you understand that you have everything you need to achieve what you desire, you can move forward and make decisions and approach challenges with resilience and determination. When you allow for your mindset to shift, you literally open up the possibilities for your life. Another step is making sure you have reading as a habit. So simply dedicating 15 to 30 minutes daily to reading books, articles, blogs, and aligning with your interests and goals. This exposure to new ideas and perspectives literally expands your knowledge base and inspires your personal development journey. So as you learn and grow and you allow yourself to be a sponge as you soak up knowledge, you will allow for your investment in your future to be so rich, because you are putting in the work and you are aligning yourself with what you desire. So something simple as 10 to 15 minutes a day is not very much, especially if you're reading something that is interesting to you, that is encouraging to you, that is inspiring to you, that is allowing you to grow and expand your understanding of a specific area, is a time that is very much spent well. So you think about the constant exposure to new ideas and perspectives literally will expand your knowledge base and your potential to achieve success. Something, one of the books that I'm reading right now that is just what this is saying, I enjoy my time in the evening when I get to spend about 20 to 30 minutes reading whatever book that I may be reading at the time. Right now, I am reading David Goggins' Never Finished. Awesome book, awesome individual. And when you take the time to allow yourself to learn new perspectives and thoughts, you are inspired to move forward. You are inspired to grow and to allow yourself to experience new and exciting opportunities. And I think that's a cool thing. So another powerful practice is one of my favorite things, goal setting. Taking the time each day to review your goals, breaking them down into actionable steps, and tracking your project, your progress is key to achieving your 90-day wins. You know, we talk about that often here on this podcast. Setting specific goals, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. That is what we call SMART goals, right? And so you keep focused and motivated and ensuring that each day contributes to your 90-day wins by taking the time to review your goals. And you may think, that is really hard for me based on my schedule. Well, this is a thing. We have to decide what is a priority for us. If we want different, we have to do different. And a lot of the personal development practices start with you being clear that you desire to make change and grow and learn. And so you find the time, you make the time. There are so many different ways that you can do it, but the point is you have to be dedicated to your success and obviously your 90-day wins. One often overlooked aspect of personal development is self-care. And we have to remember that to prioritize our well-being by incorporating exercise, meditation, journaling, and quality sleep into our daily routines. This is so hard to do sometimes when you think about the pressures of life that you have to make sure that you make the time to exercise, you remember to meditate, you take the time to read and to journal, you get proper sleep. This can be challenging, but it is for your good. It is for your personal development. And so you have to make time, like we were just talking about. It is up to you to pursue your goals. It is up to you to take care of your physical and your mental health. And this is truly essential for maintaining your energy and clarity needed to actually pursue your goals. You must make your physical and mental health a priority. Point blank, end of story. Self-care must be a part of your daily routine. So let's talk about personal development benefits for your 90-day wins. So personal development really acts as a catalyst for your growth, and it helps you in identifying and actually overcoming limiting beliefs, your fears and your self-doubt. These things truly hold you back if you allow it. But by developing self-awareness, you can truly gain a deeper understanding of your strengths, weaknesses, and areas for improvement. And this is allowing you to make more informed decisions and take purposeful action. So you can see that personal development is a critical part of you attaining your 90-day wins. It also enhances your confidence and your resilience. So when you acquire new skills and you are expanding your knowledge, you will become more confident in your abilities to face challenges and to overcome obstacles. And so this increased resilience enables you to persevere during difficult times, and you're able to bounce back like never before. Personal development also helps foster personal and professional relationships. As you are growing and evolving, you're literally attracting like-minded individuals who actually share your same values and aspirations. So then it is a process of engaging in networking events, attending workshops, or joining online communities. Focus on personal development exposes you to a supportive network of individuals who can offer guidance, encouragement, and potential collaborations. So when you think about personal growth, what does that look like in your life daily? And understanding that in order for you to grow, this is a vital step in personal development. You are continuing to evolve and learn and self-reflect and self-improve. So when you prioritize your personal growth daily, you're investing in your future and you're ensuring that each day contributes to your long-term success. So let's look at some practical examples of how you can infuse personal growth into your busy day, because we all have such busy lives with the things we are doing, the demands of our work and our family lives. How are you actually going to be able to put this in practice and think about it? So we're going to talk about it because you want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for long-term success.
Do you like to win? I like to win. This is Sandy B, and I'm the host of the 90 Day Win podcast. And I encourage you to get your wins with us on the 90 Day Win podcast, where we talk with goal getters, people who are determined to achieve their goals no matter the obstacles faced. So if you are ready to get your wins, check us out. 90daywins.com is the website. You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Come on with us on this journey of wins. 90 Day Win Podcast. This is Sandy B. Let's get it.
So we're going to talk about five examples for infusing personal growth into your very busy day. Let's start with mental growth. So some simple things, instead of, for example, getting lost in your thoughts or listening to some random music during your commute, why not be intentional about your personal development by listening to a podcast for personal development? Maybe a podcast like 90 Day Wins that is for personal development. So there are plenty of options, lots of podcasts out there besides 90 Day Wins, where you can find short but motivational and informative discussions to inspire and empower you. So when you think about your time, you want to make sure you use it wisely and you want to mentally grow by stimulating yourself. So taking simple time within your day to allow for you to be intentional about the things you want to accomplish, you can mentally grow. So that's one example. Social growth is another example. So instead of having lunch alone, why not invite a coworker or a friend to join you? So during these times, you want to practice active listening and you want to engage in a meaningful conversation. So you're not about gossiping, right? Because that's not meaningful conversation. You can also take inspiration from the positive tips you will receive from active listening. And this can also help you build stronger connections and enhance your communication skills. So how about you try that today? Invite a friend to lunch, invite a coworker to lunch, and see what you learn. That's social growth. So let's talk about spiritual growth. You want to start your day with a short devotion or allocating some time, 5 to 10 minutes for meditation before you get ready for work. So allowing this quiet time will help you to connect with your inner self, and you'll find clarity, and you're going to set a positive tone to your day. Try it. It works. You want to make sure that you are intentional about taking that time to clear your mind, to think about what you desire, and put out that positive energy ahead of your day. You're expecting it to be what you desire. Also, emotional growth. So at the end of your day, it's important to take a few minutes to reflect, and it would be great if you had the time to journal. Making that time for yourself to think about what went well, you can write about your experiences, your achievements, or even use your journal to prompt you to explore your thoughts. And then take some time to understand the emotions you're feeling throughout the day. Write down how you were feeling, how you felt about what was said, what you did, the things you were able to accomplish. You want to practice this because it promotes self-awareness and it helps with your emotional well-being. Also helping you gain some insight to learn more about your day and understand what triggers you may have. So the last personal growth that I want to give you today, an option for your daily personal growth, is around physical growth. So, you know, there are so many excuses we can make about time and not having it, but really, is a common misconception that an effective workout requires hours of your time in the gym. That is just not true. But the only thing is, sometimes it may be feasible when you have a busy day, instead of skipping your workout altogether, you want to find a short workout, a routine that suits your schedule. There are so many different options on YouTube. There are so many different applications where you can get a short, meaningful workout that will give you that boost that you need to help you throughout your day. You can simply take a short walk and take some time breaks throughout the days, quick exercise to get away from your desk and focus on your physical growth. So I gave you 5 different examples of how you can infuse personal growth into your everyday life, from mental growth to social, spiritual, emotional, and physical growth. The thing is, by you adding personal development and growth development into your day, you can make some significant differences in your life. Incorporating some simple practices like we just discussed into your routine will literally maximize your time and move your progress towards your goals by lightning speed. So we've explored the importance of personal development and how it relates to personal growth. And we also provided some practical examples of incorporating it into your daily life. You must remember, 90 day wins and achieving your goals is within reach. And by prioritizing personal growth, you are setting yourself up for success. What can you do simply within your day to make the changes you desire? What will you commit to with these next 90 days that you will implement for your wins? Now is the time to think about where you desire to be. When you think about your mental growth, what will you commit to? What habits will you develop to help motivate you, to help empower you as you move forward to achieve your wins? Taking some time to listen to things that will encourage you and inspire you daily is a simple way to do just that. Get out and network with people. We've been through so much within the last couple of years. Allowing yourself to grow socially. Meet a new friend. It's never too late to meet a new friend, to learn and create different communities of people that you can count on and be around and gain some trusted advisors. So allow yourself to grow socially. Take some time for your spiritual growth each day, building a daily habit of meditation and journaling will help you along your journey to make sure you are emotionally well and emotionally growing. So when you think of spiritual growth and emotional growth, you can do some simple steps in order to make sure you are each day showing up for yourself and for your personal development. And as we talked about, our physical health is so critical. We must always make our physical health and our physical growth a priority. Whatever it is you desire to do, know that you must be disciplined and committed. And I can tell you through personal experience, as we get older, it is not as easy as it was for us to move around and to do the things we used to do. And that's why it's even more so important that we make our physical growth and our physical health a top priority that we focus on daily, because we desire to achieve our wins. And we know in order to do so, we must be physically capable to achieve them. So as you think about these next 90 days, goal getter, I want you to make sure personal development and growth are a part of your plans for your future. You believe in yourself, and because you do, you will make yourself a priority. And with this personal development journey you are on, your whole life will be changed for the better because you committed to yourself and to your goals. So as you start this season of planning for the next quarter, be mindful of the habits and the routines you will commit to in order to achieve your wins. This is Sandy B, and I'm encouraging you to continue on your journey. Don't be afraid to fuel your fire to achieve your wins. Thank you for listening to this episode, and tell a friend about all the things that you are excited about achieving, and tell them to check out 90 Day Wins podcast, where they will be motivated and encouraged to achieve their goals every 90 days. Goal getters, go subscribe to our 90 Day Wins YouTube channel. This is where you get the opportunity to see all of the YouTube shorts, as well as our goal-getter interviews, and be a part of our visual podcast. It is a way for you to get connected and see what we got going on. YouTube page, go subscribe, 90 Day Win.
Do you like to win? I like to win. This is Sandy B, and I'm the host of the 90 Day Win podcast, and I encourage you to get your wins with us on the 90 Day Win podcast, where we talk with goal getters, people who are determined to achieve their goals no matter the obstacles faced. So if you are ready to get your wins, check us out. 90daywins.com is the website. You can find the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Come on with us on this journey of wins. 90 Day Win Podcast.
Come get your wins every 90 days. Come get your wins every 90 days. Come get your wins every 90 days. Come get your wins every 90 days.
Come every 90 days, I'm just counting my wins. I know I'm good, but I'm better with them. And I keep a lot of herbal in my chalice, let it drip in the wind. I feel goosebumps under my skin. I'm feeling better within. I'm feeling better, but I'm getting the wins. I'm feeling fresher than a new set of twins. Can't let the devil get in. I'm in the yard with the fuzz in my lens. I'm trying to pull up with the fuzz in the bins with a couple of friends. We on our level and we getting the wins. We running laps and I ain't scuffing my tens. And when you see me, I grin. And every quarter, I be picking the wins. I'm Tom Brady, I be getting the